Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Didn't get enough of the Mo and Stickman show?
No way!
All right, here's what you may have missed. This is Mo and Stickman Plus.
Hey, what's up, guys? Jason Aldean.
Well, hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are hanging in there waiting for the weekend.
I hear you.
We're almost there.
We're almost there. Right. Easter weekend, even though I'm not even prepared for that either.
But is anybody?
Good. No, I mean, that's true. That's very true.
Still cleaning up from Christmas.
Wait a minute. Have you taken your Christmas tree down yet?
Yes, I can say we have done that at least.
Okay. Ooh. Are you the ones that leave the Christmas lights out all year? Is that your thing?
No, but I would do that.
You would?
Yeah, I would absolutely do that.
Oh, so that tells me Jason Aldean's not in charge.
Not at all. I have no arguments there.
Oh, that's so good.
That's awesome. Jason Aldean is joining the Mo and Stickman Show. Of course, you're going to be hitting the road all summer long on your Highway Desperado tour. And one of the artists that is going to be joining you on this tour is Chase Matthews. And I have to say, we just saw him on a show recently. And as a new artist, I have never seen somebody so excited to be asked to go on tour with you. I mean, he was just so emotional about it.
Very, 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 very excited is an understatement.
Yes.
We'll just say that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of these guys, man. A lot of, you know, it's just a different climate music now, and a lot of these guys are, you know, kind of hitting the scene. They're a little bit underground, and you kind of have to dig a little bit to find some of these guys. And so this year we kind of took a different approach and trying to give some guys like Chase and Haley Witters and Austin Snell and some of these guys, kind of give them a chance to come out and play, maybe take out more artists, let them do a little bit less time, but have more artists come out and play.
That's cool,
and
yeah,
get that exposure. So Chase is one of the guys we felt like had something going that we liked, and I wanted to have him out just to kind of see what happens with it. And so we're excited to have him out.
Do you remember being that new artist and getting asked to be put on a major tour, and how life-changing was that for you?
Oh, 100%. I mean, my first major tour like that was Rascal Flatts. And,
wow.
You know, and at the time, I mean, they were about as big as it got,
right,
in our genre, especially. And so to go out every night, I mean, those guys gave me a chance to go out every night and play in front of 25,000 people every night. You know, I mean, it really was a game changer for me in my career. And, you know, it took us from playing clubs where we were playing to 500 people a night to playing arenas and amphitheaters and those kind of things, playing for 25,000. So
that's awesome.
Right.
That's life changing.
It was a huge break for us, and so, you know, we get to do that for some of the younger artists now coming out, and it's fun to watch those guys. I mean, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Thomas Rhett, Florida Georgia Line. We've had all those guys open for us over the years, and to watch them go on and sort of have the careers they end up having, it's cool to see that.
Man, can I be on a Jason Aldean tour? Will that skyrocket me?
Wait, hold on, wait.
I can't sing.
But... I'm about to say, can you sing?
No, but I can figure something out.
I know the answer to that question.
That's all right. I've had people out on tour that couldn't sing before. Have you met Luke Bryan?
Oh!
That's hilarious.
I'm kidding.
We love us some Luke Bryan. Your new single, Let Your Boys Be Country. You have 4 kids, 3 girls, 1 boy, your son Memphis. So how do you two, the boys of the house, how do you live out those lyrics of Let Your Boys Be Country?
I don't know. It's tough when you're in a house full of girls. You know what I mean?
I know. Do you have special, like, guy time, things that you guys do just together?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's at that age now. We just put him in baseball, you know, so trying to get him into sports. And, you know, obviously, me being me, want him to be into fishing and outdoors.
Sure, yeah.
And hunting and those kind of things. And, you know, and I think, you know, he just turned 6. So he's at the age where he's kind of figuring everything out, what he wants to do and what he likes, what he doesn't like. And so I think as a parent, you just kind of, you know, let them try a bunch of different things, see what
right.
they like, what they don't like, and what they kind of gravitate towards.
Well, I don't mean to put my partner on blast here, but she's got 3 boys and 1 girl. Maybe we could work up some sort of trade and even things out.
There you go.
Man, well, listen, I got something I could trade. I got a lot of females in my house, even our dog.
See, I'm the opposite. I got 3 boys, 1 girl, and my dog is a boy. So, and my daughter is the 6-year-old, which is even more ironic.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like I definitely feel like I'm outnumbered, but at least I got Memphis. I can kind of scoop him, and we can go do stuff. So it works out.
So we are going to play a little game, if you don't mind. Stickman is going to kind of give you the laydown of fact or fake.
All right, I've been playing around on Wikipedia. Have you checked yourself on Wikipedia lately?
No.
All right. So we're going to play Jason Aldean Wiki Fact or Fake. I'm going to read you what Wiki says about you. You just tell me if it's real or not. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Jason was born in Macon, Georgia on February 28th, 1977.
That's true.
Yes.
All right.
Up next, at 15 years old, Jason joined the house band at Georgia Night Spot, Nashville South.
That is true. Yes.
So, were you like the lead singer of what did you do in that band?
So it was a band. I mean, it was all guys that were older than me. You know, probably their 30s, 40s, and I was just kind of a featured guy that would come in, and you know, if they had a 45-minute set, I would get up and play for 25
awesome.
Minutes of that for each set, and was just kind of a featured singer with the band.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's very cool.
All right, and one more. Jason Aldean owns 3 restaurants. One in Nashville was opened in 2018, the second in Gatlinburg in 2023, and he's also the co-owner of E3 Chop House in Nashville with Luke Bryan.
Well, the number is 4 now because all those are true, and then we just opened a brand new Jason Aldean's bar in Pittsburgh. So
nice.
That's our third bar location, and then Luke and Adam and I have the E3 Chop House in Nashville, which is more of like a, you know, 5-star steakhouse kind of thing. So yeah, so there's 4 now, which is awesome.
Good for you. I've been to the one in Gatlinburg, I have to note, and the food was great, and I loved the decor and how you kind of incorporated your songs into the decorations. I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the vibe for all of them, you know. The one in Nashville is the biggest. Gatlinburg's pretty big. The one in Pittsburgh is more of a one-floor, one-level kind of thing. So they're all different, but once you get inside, they all kind of have the same feel. And, you know, so it's kind of an extension of the original one.
Very cool. Well, Jason Aldean, thank you so much for sharing some of your time with the Mo and Stickman Show.
I appreciate you having me.
Mo and Stickman Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.